You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Yes, what am I saying? Right. Oh, Rob's really limbering up this morning.
Quick,
I'll tell you what, I'm going to be talking about one of my favourite people of all time.
Okay.
Charles Darwin.
Get in there. Nice.
Right, he enjoys a near godlike status amongst scientists for his theory of evolution, but his idea that
That's such a funny phrase to say about scientists. Anyway, carry on.
But his idea that animals are conscious in the same way as humans are have been shunned until now. Darwin wrote, there is no fundamental difference between man and animals in their ability to feel pleasure, pain, happiness and misery.
Okay, equality.
But his suggestion that animals think and feel was seen as scientific heresy among many, if not most, animal behaviour experts.
Is this back in the day, back in the Darwin day?
Yes.
Okay.
Attributing consciousness to animals based on the responses was seen as a cardinal sin.
Ooh.
He was a bad man. He was the original road man, I think.
Yeah.
The argument at the time went something like this. Projecting human traits and feelings and behaviours onto animals has no scientific basis and no way of testing what goes on in an animal's mind.
Well, tell that to any pet owner
well,
ever.
Well, that's what I was just about to say. We all know from personal experience after looking after dogs, horses, suppose I should mention cats, that they can be happy, sad, annoyed and all the other stuff.
Look, Rob and I have discussed this already. We're dog people.
But you hate cats?
No, I don't hate cats. I just put horses above them.
Oh, I disagree with that so hard, Rob.
I like to alienate half the people that listen to me, probably more than half.
Yeah, cool.
You know, that's why I said it.
Bloody Gareth Morgan over here.
Now, new evidence is emerging of animals' abilities to feel and process what's going on around them.
Okay.
Could that in fact mean that they are conscious? Well, I'm going to focus on bees.
Okay, your favourite of all of
I do like those guys.
We know that they can count, recognise human faces, learn how to use tools, operate heavy machinery. That's not true. So if bees are intelligent...
Forklifting certification.
Yeah,
they're always doing that.
So if bees are that intelligent, maybe they think and feel things which are the building blocks of consciousness.
Wow. This is a lot to think on this morning.
The ability to play as well. I thought I'd put that little bit in there.
If you need a good thing to watch today, as always, we say go check out that video of the bees rolling the ball around.
Absolutely.
So good.
All the results of the Professor Chicktor's experiments into bees, he's the one that done all that, makes it likely that bees are conscious.
Nice.
Should we ask them?
And it isn't just bees, it's every animal. I actually truly believe this.
I know you do. You've got an earnest look in your face. There's no little twinkle in the eye that...
Mysterious face.
We've now got researchers from different fields starting to ask questions about the science of animal consciousness.
Do you know who I believe is conscious? Crows. They know what's going on.
They absolutely
well, you
do.
Look,
crazy.
You look at like what is known as the higher animals, like apes, dolphins, giraffes, put that bit in as well because they're tall.
Classic.
Who have reached a more advanced stage of development.
Do you know what I mean? It's all arbitrary, isn't it? We can't see in like infrared like snakes can. So does that mean we're stupid? Yeah.
Yep. But they reckon it also applies to creatures such as snakes, octopuses, crabs, and definitely bees.
Definitely bees.
I really think at some level they do know what's... I think they're sentient.
Well, what's that?
That's the same word. That's the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah. What was that documentary a couple of years ago that was about the octopus? And
exactly.
The
guy... Another
one. What's it? The octopus teacher or something?
Yeah.
Was that a documentary? I thought it was...
You thought it was like a Disney Pixar?
No, I genuinely did, because don't... I thought they fell
SpongeBob,
in love.
You feel it was an episode of SpongeBob.
They didn't fall in love. That was The Shape of Water, okay?
Okay, that one.
No, The Octopus Teacher, that's like... it's a documentary. Someone out there will have watched it, 5395. I've done the Wikipedia, recap of it. I haven't actually seen it.
The first Google autofill is the octopus murders. So I don't know
well, there you go.
Google's
so they are sentient.
They are out here.
I believe that at some level... I mean, you can't put it to the way we're conscious because it's completely different from every other species, mm-hmm. I would imagine. But I think like they know what's going on.
Pets are empathetic when you're having a hard time. I mean, yeah. When you're sick, when I was sick, my dog used to come and hang out with me. Oh, the beast.
Yeah, my dog used to lie on my stomach when I first got ill because it really helped. Oh. He just lay there all day because he was lazy. But
that's
why
people are pregnant, don't they?
Do they?
Or is that an old wives' tale that I'm just making up?
We'll believe it, but fact check your own facts this morning, folks.
Oh, we've got another horse hater on the text machine. word.
A horse hater?
Someone said horses are the worst. They're like a motorbike-sized problem with a bad attitude. You can get me off now unless I get treats. So true.
I have had a slightly traumatizing experience with horses because I had a friend growing up, just Christchurch Tings, who lived rurally and had a horse. And we'd go around and she would be like, we're going to ride the horse today. And I had to be like, I'm not scared of the horse. So scared of the horse.
They know when we're scared as well.
They do know when you're scared. So it's a really bad place to go. And
consciousness.
Exactly. Yeah. My friend put me on the horse and the horse just was like, I'm not into this. It just immediately knocked me off.
Yeah, see, I've had a similar experience. They're too powerful. We never should have meddled with them. We should leave them alone.
Nah, horses are amazing. They're so beautiful, but I have a very healthy fear of them, I think, in my soul.
When I lived in Alfriston, my neighbours had pet cows.
Oh.
And they were beautiful. I used to play and everything. I used to watch them run around because I used to feed them. They used to come over to my side of the fence. Huge big thing, yeah.
Nice.
They were great. So there you go. They're sentient.
Thank you, Rob.
As well.
Much to think on today. We'd like on the record. Oh, someone says my octopus teacher is a doco, but they kind of do fall in love.
Yeah, good.
At least the man seems to fall in love with the octopus. The underwater octopus footage is amazing, but the dude seemed a little bit weird.
Yeah, that sounds proper weird.
Okay, we'll have to go watch that now. Rob, you got a poem for us today?
No, a special one for next week, though.
Ooh, okay. I'm looking forward to it.
I don't think you are.
You've picked a... don't make me cry on the radio. You've picked a good song for us this morning. What are we listening to
here? Yeah, this is Hot Penny Day Dry Cleaning, the Charlotte Diggory.
And Bolas Poople remix.
Yep, and thank you.
Nice. Cheers, Rob. We'll see you next week.
Yes, you will.
If I could live across the road from a boot fair... wouldn't that be something? If I'm thin as a beanpole, I can slip through the fence. Well, it's not what you think it is. A relationship. Well, it's not what you think it is. Disco pickle. Hot belly day. Hooked over man, woolen woman. Hot belly day. Hot penny day. Hot belly day. Hooked over man, woolen woman. Hot belly day. Hot belly day. Hooked over man, woolen woman. Drum. disco pickle. Come on, you're
so my chameleon. Okay, apparently dogs can work out some things. What was it, Stella?
They can pick up on different scents resulting from chemical changes, like cancer, insulin levels, bombs, I don't know why that's in there, drugs, you know, a person's menstrual cycle, and even pregnancy.
Well, there you go, so dogs do know what's going on.
I guess they just can't tell you. which one it is.
Or if you were unwell, they just go, rough.
It's rough. We were thinking about octopuses. I have just had a realisation that Octopus's Garden... It's not written by the Wiggles, but in fact by the Beatles.
No, I think it was written by the Wiggles and the Beatles time travelled.
Well, I've believed that for 28 years, so...
Did you just, like, right now...
Literally just now had this realisation.
Love that for
you, Rich. What's her name over there says... Beautiful face, softness... Think big soft bed club. Hazmat suit, yeah. BFM.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.